Jesus, the source of true freedom and wholeness. In Jesus, we find true freedom and complete healing from everything that oppresses us. This includes negative influences, mental strongholds, anxieties, sexual sins like lust and promiscuity, and any other bondage that separates us from God's holiness. As the Bible assures us, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. God doesn't just forgive us, he transforms us. Through his power, we can be completely set free and live in the fullness of his Spirit. 1. Recognizing bondages. Identify where you need freedom. Before receiving healing, it's crucial to identify the areas where the enemy has gained influence in our lives. This introspection allows us to be specific in our pursuit of freedom. Negative influences. This includes friendships, media, music, or environments that promote values contrary to God's principles. These are currents that drag us away from his will. Mental strongholds. These are lies deeply rooted in our minds, such as, I'm worthless, God won't forgive me, or I'll never change. These falsehoods limit us and prevent us from seeing the truth of who we are in Christ. Anxieties and fears. Constant worries and fears that rob us of peace, creating a cycle of restlessness that wears us down. Lust and promiscuity, impure desires that enslave the mind and heart, diverting us from the purity God desires for us. Remember Jesus' promise, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32. The first step toward freedom is acknowledging the truth of our bondages. 2. Repentance and renunciation, the path to healing. Complete healing begins with a humble heart that repents and renounces all sin. This is a powerful act of will that opens the door for God to work. Confess your faults to God. The Bible assures us that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Be honest and specific with him. Verbally renounce all evil influence. This is more than a thought. It's a declaration of your will. You can pray something like, in the name of Jesus, I renounce every lie of the enemy that has distorted my identity and purpose. I renounce lust, pornography, impure desires, and all sexual immorality, declaring my mind and body as a temple of the Holy Spirit. I break every agreement with fear and anxiety, and I declare the peace of Christ that surpasses all understanding over my mind and heart. I renounce addictions, corruption, deceit, and any other sin that binds me and separates me from your holiness. By repenting and renouncing, you are actively collaborating with God's power to break chains and experience a freedom that only he can offer.